Good morning.
Good morning.
God is good.
Amen.
All the time. Praise the Lord. Let us open our Bible in the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 57. Psalms chapter 57. A plea for mercy. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. For my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire. Even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Thee have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. Thee have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. Praise for God's mercy. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up my glory, awake psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us give thanks unto the Lord, for his love endures forever. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness unto us. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day you give us for prayers. Thank you, Lord, for your word, this scripture that enlightens our mind, that teach us your ways. Help us, Lord, to understand your will and to accomplish the purpose that you have in our lives, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let us come now unto the Lord and ask forgiveness to our sins. Let us surrender our will to God. Let us confess our sins and renounce them. Let us confess our sins, our complaining, our arguing, our doubt and worries. Let us put our faith and full trust to him that he will be the one to do what is right and correct. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, forgive us, Lord, and purify your church. Purify us, Lord, from all unrighteousness. Lord, we surrender our will to you. We repent, O God, for doing things not pleasing unto your sight, O Lord. Help us, Lord, to express the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our life, the love, the joy, the peace, the gentleness, long-suffering, Lord, meekness, faith, goodness, perseverance, O Lord. Lord, you help us and guide us to go and do the work of yours in the name of Jesus. Lord, we trust you that you will answer our prayers. Lord, we trust you that you will fight the battle for us, O God. Yes, O Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father in heaven. Let us now ask God our personal request and petition. Let us utter unto the Lord all our needs. By faith, we put our request unto you, O God. We trust you, Lord. You will answer us in your O Lord God, in your special way, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord God. Hear us, O Lord. Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your provision and support to us, O Lord God. Let us pray for our family, our husband, wife, children, siblings, and parents. We pray, Lord, for every family will shine for you, O God. The people will see Christ to the family, O Lord. I pray that every husband will lead the family, putting you in his head, O God, leading him to do what is your will and plan. Lord, I pray for wife to be obedient to you by obeying the instruction that you give, O Lord, to their husband through your words and commands in the name of Jesus. Yes, O Lord God, I pray for parents. Bless the parents to be united, Lord, to lead their family, to lead their children in the way of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray, O Lord, for the children. Lord, help them. Lord, help them to be obedient to your word and to their parents, O Lord God. Bless them and protect them, Lord. We pray also, O God, for our brothers and sisters. Your protection be upon them. Strengthen them, O Lord, in their faith and continue to bless and enlighten their way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our job and the place where we are working. Lord, hallelujah, we are praying for our places of work, O God. Salvation to our bosses, salvation to our colleagues, Lord. Lord, we commit ourselves, O Lord God, to invite others, to be a good example to our workplaces, Lord. Lord, we surrender our life and will to you, O God. Help us, O Lord, help us, O God. Lord, I pray for my brethren. They will lighten their workplaces, O Lord God. I pray for them, Lord, that they will receive their salaries and income, O Lord God. Lord, bless the company that they are working for their sake, O Lord. And whatever pending salary, Lord, they will receive, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give them income continually, O Lord. I pray, O Lord God, for my brethren who is unemployed. Lord, give them job, O Lord God. Provide, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in need. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord God. Lord, hear our prayers. Lord, thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Lord, answer the prayers of my brothers and sisters, O Lord God. Provide, supply our needs, O Lord. Lord, there's no one like you, O Lord God. Help us, O Lord God. Listen to our prayers, Lord, and answer our prayers, O Lord God. Answer the prayers of my brethren, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our neighbors, relatives, friends, and colleagues to be saved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, O Lord God, you're our Redeemer, O Lord God. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, O Lord God. Lord, we pray for our loved ones to be saved. The people around us, Lord, save them. Lord, we commit ourselves to give your word to them, O God. Soften their hearts, Lord, to listen and to accept your word, O Lord God, and accept you as their personal Savior and Lord, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for UEE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, in Iraq, in Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Pray for favor from God and that we will be provided for all the logistic needs, offices, and documents needed. Lord, we praise you and thank you, Lord God, for all you've done to us, O Lord God. For all you've done to your church and for all you've done to your people, O Lord God. Thank you, O Lord. Lord, we pray, O Lord, bless all these nations that your church, your people had reached out and extend, O God. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that grant us favor from the authorities, that whatever we need from logistics, from documentation, the need of office, you will be the one to provide. You will be the one to give. Lord, whatever office we need, we trust in you, Lord, that you will provide to us instantly according all the needs you will meet in the name of Jesus. We pray for vision and dreams to reveal to the rulers. We commit ourselves to pray for them. We commit ourselves, Lord, to follow the rules of the countries, that we will abide with the rules that is go along your word, O Lord. We commit ourselves to evangelize to the lost. We commit ourselves to be a good citizens of all these places, O God. We pray, O Lord, for the ministry of the church, O God. Bless the publication ministry, Father in heaven, translation ministry, the youth ministry, children ministry. Lord, we pray. Bless all the ministry of the church, O God. Bless the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, Lord. Bless all the ministry of your church, O God. Use it mightily to help and to equip and do the service of yours and to show your love and concern for your people, O Lord God. We pray, Lord, refill us with your Holy Ghost, O Lord God. And let the vision of the church be fulfilled, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. We pray, Lord, it will be fulfilled, O Lord God. We pray for our worship today, O Lord, we commit into your hands. Lord, bless the items of the worship today. Anoint the songs. Anoint the prayers, O God. Anoint the giving. Anoint your word, the message to us today, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Use this recording. Use it to reach the rest of the congregation, the workers and members, and the other people, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. This all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us all stand and let's praise the Lord.
The presence of God. O Father God, we believe that your presence is here before us, O Lord God. Before we have come to this place, you are here, O Lord, waiting for us to worship you and adore you. And just as we come before you, Lord, we continue to claim all your promises that are always yes and amen. Thank you, O Lord God, and we pray, O Lord God, that let the gathering of your people, whether be two or three are gathered in your name as you have promised, O Lord God, you are in the midst of us as you have said, O Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to praise and worship the Lord. Let's meditate upon His presence in our midst. Yes, O Lord God, we come to you. We confess our sins, O Lord, as we come to your presence. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us collect our tithes and offerings. Open your Bibles in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy praises shall burst out with new wine. Let us pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for all that you give us. Thank you for all what you provide for us, O God. Thank you for your grace, your provision, your help, your support. Here we are, Lord, we bring to you our tithes and offerings and first fruits. Lord, accept it, Lord God. Look from heaven and pour out so much blessings that there's no place to keep. And we rebuke the devour and pestilence in our life, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, use this money, multiply it to reach the lost and to meet the needs. We thank you and praise you, Lord God. This all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
I am reading the message of Dr. Rabis, our overseer. The title is The Fruit of the Spirit, Part 2. We will continue. Let us pray. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you. We praise your name. Thank you, O God, for your goodness and faithfulness unto us, O God. Lord, I pray for this time, O God, of your word, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand your word. Help us, O God, to have a teachable heart, to obey your words that you command and instruct to us, O God, that the fruit of the Spirit will manifest in us, for the people around us will see that you are a true God and we are your servant. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. This all I ask and pray in His name. Amen. The title is The Fruit of the Spirit, Part 2. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. We will continue in this message speaking about the remaining of the fruit of the Spirit. We previously spoke about love, joy, peace, and long-suffering. Number 5, gentleness. Your rude style of shouting and speaking harsh words will be replaced by comforting words, pleasant testimonies, praise, and thanksgiving to God. You will be keen not to injure anyone around you in the way you speak. Paul said to the Thessalonians, describing his actions while he was with them, in the following, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 in King James Version, but we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. The nurse here is the caring mother to her children, that she loved them and cared for them. Speaking to them gentle and kind words, expressing the good things that she had inside her towards them. Gentleness should be exercised in the atmosphere of the house among the family members, especially in your own family, as well as gentleness needed to be exercised in the life of our church among the members, for the church is the family of God. In our service and ministry, we need to be gentle towards all men and speak kind words and speak kind and gentle words toward them. Paul said to Timothy the following in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 24. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 24, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. You need to exercise gentleness towards all men in reaching out to them in evangelism, enduring discipleship, and in counseling them and in training them to serve God. Paul instructed Titus what to teach the brethren, and the following is the one of the instructions. In Titus chapter 3, verse 2, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. That should not use the tongue to speak evil things against others, not to fight, but to be gentle, speaking kind words and slow humility, and show humility towards all men. Therefore, let us not to speak evil about people, but the truth. Let us not to fight, but be gentle in our speech and actions, showing humility towards other men. In pertains to gentleness, Apostle James described the wisdom that will come down from heaven as the following. In James chapter 3, verse 7, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. One of the characters of the wisdom of God is that it will show gentleness. Therefore, let us show more gentleness so that we can express the wisdom of God. Also, God dealing with us in gentleness, and His gentleness make us great, as David said. In Psalms chapter 18, verse 35, Psalms chapter 18, verse 35, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holding me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Therefore, let us deal in gentle with our family members, our brethren in the church, and with the people around us and under our care, so they may grow and be great. Even if we are in higher position over others, God still wants us to be gentle towards them. Number six, goodness. After we know, or after we come to know Christ, we are called to do the good works that He prepared in advance for us to do. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them." Goodness or kindness is the good works that God had ordained for you to do. Previously, you had irrational behavior towards other people around you, but now you will be more kind to them in doing the very good works that God had prepared in advance for you to do. You will be kind to the poor, the slaves, the sick people, the prisoners, and the oppressed. You will be kind to the widows, the fatherless, the old-aged people, and to those in trouble or facing trials and tribulations. Your hand will extend love towards the weak, the poor, and the feeble people around you. In Luke chapter 14, verse 13 to 14, Luke chapter 14, verse 13 to 14, But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. God will change your daily activity toward doing good deeds towards God and for others. Changes may touch your daily entertainment and the time that you spend to please yourself. The time you spend into useless things, you will give to God to be used in a proper way. You will notice, and the people around you will see how you are changing from harmful or useless person to a beneficial and useful child of God. Changes will extend to your personal life, work, profession, and future plans. All this will be touched by God and will be changed or used in a better way according to His good and perfect plan for you. Think seriously now about your time and resources, and get rid of any activity in your life that use your resources in ungodly way, like having friends and spending time on them, spending time on parties, spending time on the net, Facebook, YouTube, news and games, and the rest of the entertainment and the social media, which use much of your time and hinder you from achieving what God had ordained for you to do of good work and ministry. Wake up now, repent of all such, and come fully to God and start to serve Him. I will repeat this. Think seriously now about your time and resources, and get rid of any activity in your life that use your resources in ungodly way, like having friends and spending time on them, spending time on parties, spending time on the net, Facebook, YouTube, news and games, and the rest of the entertainment and the social media, which use much of your time and hinder you from achieving what God had ordained for you to do of good works and ministry. Wake up now, repent of all such, and come fully to God and start to serve Him. Number seven, faith is the one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and that to trust God and start to obey Him. Through faith, we can receive the salvation of God, His gifts to us, and He give to us by His grace. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Faith on God comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." That is why you need to continually read and listen to the word of God, so that your faith will increase. But watching news, movies, Facebook, playing games, and other entertainment on the media will cripple your faith. So be careful and quit such. The apostle prayed to Jesus to increase their faith. In Luke chapter 17, verse 5, and the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. So we need to ask Jesus to increase our faith, because when our faith will increase, we will be able to obey God more, and we will be able to interact with God and do the more works that express and show our true faith in God. In James chapter 2, verse 14 to 26, James chapter 2, verse 14 to 26, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Verse 19, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled when saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when he had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Faith help us to do the good works of God. Faith help us to obey God, as here Abraham obeyed God when he offered his son Isaac on the altar. As Rahab the prostitute, by faith, obeyed God, was willing to come out from her sins, and started to do the good works of God. Faith makes you faithful to God, who had saved you from death and has given you eternal life. Your faithfulness will be extended towards your family, your household, your spouse, marital faithfulness, your children, parental faithfulness, toward the church of God, and as well as toward your work and toward the non-believers, by giving them the gospel and leave a good testimony in front of them. Faith can move mountains by trusting God to do the impossible things. In Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 24, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall no doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which say it shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Jesus, when he saw the faith of those who brought to him a man who was crippled, he healed him. In Luke chapter 5, verse 20, and when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Number 8, meekness. Meekness is to be humble, another fruit of the Spirit that shows the character of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meekness is to have the mind and the attitude of Christ. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 11, Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 11, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let his mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Meekness can be shown through the following. Letter A, esteem others. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other be better than themselves. See the good things in others and appreciate the points that others have and are better than you. See the good things in others and appreciate the points that others have and are better than you. Letter B, to be humble is not to be selfish. In the next verse, same of Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Think about the interest of others and not only your interest. Letter C, don't boast about yourself of who you are. Verse 7, Philippians chapter 2, verse 7, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. Jesus made himself of no reputation by taking the form of a servant to serve others, although he was God, but was willing to be a servant in order to serve the purpose of God and to serve the people that he died for. Be willing to be a servant and a service provider to help those who are in need. Letter D, be willing to humble yourself and don't let God force you to humble down. Verse 8, same as Philippians chapter 2. And being found in fashion as man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus spontaneously humbled himself and was willing to be a man, that he went down from being God to be a man and was willing to suffer for the cause of God. Willingly, he gave his life even to die the death on the cross with all its suffering. In the same way, be willing to go low and willingly humble yourself for the purpose of God and accept suffering for Christ and his will in your life. Number 9, temperance. Temperance is to have moderation or self-control that you should know when you need to stop. All sins acts are against God, and you should have self-control not to do any of them as the following. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21, Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are this: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. To practice temperance is in our behavior, we need to abstain from activities and attitudes that are offensive to our fellow men or that lead to addiction or enslavement. Temperance or self-control is one of the cardinal Christian virtues, as we read in the following scriptures. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Therefore, as we are persevering to reach heaven, then we should abstain and not allow the works of the flesh to prevail in our lives. In Titus chapter 1, verse 8, Titus chapter 1, verse 8, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate. As we read here, one of the character of those who serve God is to be temperate. Therefore, we need to be temperate and have self-control to avoid all the works of the flesh. In Titus chapter 2, verse 2, that the aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. Whether men or women, all needed to be temperate and have self-control, and ask the following. Letter A, we are admonished to practice moderation and balance in our behaviors. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. Avoid going to the extremes that we cannot find in the scriptures. Letter B, the scripture indicates that it is within our ability to control our thinking. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, the scripture indicates that it is within our ability to control our thinking. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. We should control our thinking and not allow our minds to go into the wrong way of thinking and having wrong thoughts about others. Letter C, the scripture indicates that it is within our ability to control our anger. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. In Psalms chapter 4, verse 4, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. Before you sleep, you need to settle your anger and control your thoughts and actions, and decide of what you need to do, putting in your mind that you need to act and to suppress all reaction that will make the situation worse. In James chapter 1, verse 19 to 21, James chapter 1, verse 19 to 21, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Therefore, do all what you can to control your anger in order to live a life pleasant to God. Letter D, the scripture indicates that it is within our ability to control our communication. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying, that is, may minister grace unto the hearers. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, but now ye also put off all this: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. You should not allow bad words to come out from your mouth, putting in your mind that your word can build others or destroy them. Therefore, control your tongue and speak gracious word as God wanting you to speak. Letter E, the scripture indicates that it is within our ability to control our eating habit, that we should not go into gluttony and debauchery. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 1 to 3, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. We are also called to have self-control and to abstain totally from drinking alcohol, which is affecting the mind of man and put man out of the way. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 20, and then we jump in verses 30 to 35. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 20, and then verses 30 to 35. Be not among wine bearers, among righteous eaters of flesh, they that tarry long of the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it's red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine ear shall utter preserved things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of the mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When I shall I awake, I will seek it yet again. In Isaiah chapter 28, verse 7, but they also have erred through wine, and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. My dear and beloved, the fruit of the Spirit are to be taken fully. It is improper for you to take some and leave the others behind. Joy and peace everyone likes, and it is the first to manifest as indication of acceptance to Jesus and gaining eternal life. But the rest of the fruit, love, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, all needed to appear in our character and personality. They are called fruit and not fruits. Therefore, we need to gain them all so we can say we have the fruit of the Spirit in our lives and such will determine our growth and maturity in Christ and our effectiveness in the ministry that God would entrust to us. Truly, if we claim we have the real love of God to others and to ourselves, then we will desire and strive to reap all the fruit remaining. It is high time for us to come to God and to check our maturity of what fruit we have and what fruit that we lack. As we submit ourselves fully to God, then we need to yield to the work of the Holy Spirit, to be willing to be changed, to manifest the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for the teaching from your word that I receive in this message. Thank you for the eternal life that I have in Jesus, and thank you for all your good promises to me. Confess and renounce your sins now to God. Confess and renounce your pride, your rudeness, and the lack of gentleness to others in your life. Renounce your harsh words and your bad treatment to the people around you. Confess your unfaithfulness, your lack of service, and unwillingness to help others, and in not doing the good works that God entrusted you to do. Confess your lack of reading of God's word and the wasting of your time on the social media. Renounce your boasting, selfishness, and self-righteousness. Renounce your lack of self-control, anger, lack of moderation, thinking evil thoughts, eating much, drinking alcohol, immoralities, giving way to your flesh to do what you desire, and allowing corrupt communication to come out from your mouth. Lord, forgive me, I confess and renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to obey the teaching that I receive in this message to get rid of the following works of the flesh in my life. Lord, I commit myself to work with you and allow the Holy Spirit to reproduce love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance to combat the work of the flesh that people will see the character and the attitude of Jesus in my life. Lord, thank you for my brethren who committed their lives unto you. Lord, continue to convict them of their sins and cleanse them from all the work of the flesh. Lord, continue to speak to them and show them what are the sins that they should repent of and the style of life that they need to live for you. Lord, use them to serve you. Lord, refill them with the Holy Spirit and give them the spiritual gifts that they need in their lives to go on and serve you. Let us once again worship the Lord.
Lord, I come. I fall apart. You're the one.
help us as a church and lead us into the narrow gate and continue to discipline us and correct us in order to reproduce the fruit of the Spirit that you desire to see in our lives. Lord, protect us from the evil one and provide all our needs so we can continue to serve you. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives that enable us to go and evangelize, reaching new people, making new disciples, training new workers, and to plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
I believe the promise about the visions and the dreams. The Holy Spirit will pour out and His power will be seen. So the time is now and the place is here and His people have come in faith. There's a mighty sound and a touch of fire.